brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Society is going crazy, and it's only going to get worse as this decadent population finds out they've slid into depression. 70 years ago, during the Great Depression, 90% of the population was agrarian, lived on the land, and was self-sufficient. 10% was urban. Now 90%, or 89%, if you want to be exact, is urban. 11% is rural. And roughly half of the rural population is self-sufficient, 5.5%. And there was an increase in crime and a lot of problems during the Great Depression. You have a Great Depression in this demonic modern system, it is going to be a nightmare. Shooting at North Dallas office tower. There's been a shooting in an 18-story office tower in North Dallas Housing, United Texas Bank, among other businesses. Few details are known to Fox 4 News, but the incident happened at 11 a.m. at the Four Forest Building at 12222 Merritt Drive off Interstate 635. Dallas Fire Rescue reported at least three people were transported to area hospitals, several police and fire personnel in vehicles to be seen at the station, the location. Officials said the building was on lockdown and that no one was being allowed in or out. And that lockdown's great, so the shooter can kill more people. It's a great little system, so everybody can call 911. If somebody's having a heart attack, you just call 911. Or if somebody's choking, you call 911. Or if a woman's being beaten to death in the street by thugs, you don't even call 911. You just go on past because you're so self-centered and decadent. And if the government's torturing children in black op camps worldwide because they like it, you better not say anything. After all, you got to get your nails done this afternoon. You got to go watch a basketball game at the bar with your buddies and get drunk. You got to act cool. You got to get a new tattoo to look tough. Not saying you're bad if you got tattoos. You know what I mean. What do you worship? What are your idols? You worship God and liberty and freedom and your rights? Do you jealously guard your rights? As Thomas Jefferson said, you better guard the jewel, even if you fight as hard as you can to protect it, you'll probably still lose it. But if you become a bunch of slack-jawed, lazy punks, you will be taken. And you will be drugged to the center of evil. Because evil doesn't quit. It always wants more. I know I'm pretty intense today, ladies and gentlemen, because I can feel the evil rising because it feels the good rising. It knows you're waking up. It knows you're getting involved. It knows you're out there waking other people up, and it's ready to launch terror attacks and new wars and financial implosion, and it's planning on it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take calls in the next 30 minutes. Then we're going live at the 33 After at PrisonPlanet.tv in the last 2.5 hours, and we're going to have a lot of key news I'm going to be covering, but I'm going to open the phones up now at 1-800-259-9231. And we don't screen your calls, but if you just call in to plug something or call in to ask me about chupacabras or something, I'm not doing it. I've laid out a lot of serious issues here, and I'd hope you'd want to discuss those. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today. It is Monday, the 8th day of March 2010, and I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, I'm going to break down in great detail the Pentagon shooting, the Joe Stack situation, the good news out of Iceland, the bad news out of China and the Middle East. I haven't even gotten into it all yet, but it's coming up, and Max Kaiser. Don't forget to financially support us. We think this work is important by buying books and videos at InfoWars.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FTP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FTP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You are only alive once. You are living in the middle of one of the most important times in human history, if not the most important. Massive technological development. A incredibly wicked elite ruling the planet, setting up a draconian planetary regime to carry out mass extermination of the majority of the population. That is their final public stated goal thousands of times in textbooks and government documents. You think they're selling you on torture and death and war and surveillance just so they can be rich and powerful? They've already got all the money. They already print the money. These are unbelievably dark people. And, you know, they think you're a coward. They think I get up here and talk about all this, and in a way they're happy I'm here. They think it scares you and creates a chilling effect. I certainly hope that's not the case, and I know it scares some, and cowards don't matter. I'm talking to people that are red-blooded and realize that you don't cower down to a threat and have it go away. I'm speaking to people that recognize what's going on and are going to stand up against it and realize we can beat these people. Because 90% of this war is a mind game. This is an illegitimate, degenerate pack of lying criminals who engage in every form of deception and lies you can imagine. and they've got to sell their minions, their police, their military, their enforcers, their bureaucrats, that torture and secret arrest is good. That's why they're trying to pass new legislation to arrest citizens secretly and torture them for no reason. Even Atlantic Monthly's reporting on this. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour with a big news blitz. But you know what? I'm not angry at cowards who rationalize what's going on and psychologically make excuses and laugh this off, or who know it's real and just hide under their bed, figuratively. I'm angry at another group of people, not just the evil people that have set this system up and profit from it, but from those of you out there that know how evil this system is, and you have made the choice to join it. You have made the choice to serve it. You know it's bad, and you have decided to join with it because you think you're on the winning team. You know it's bad. You know it's evil. You know it's destructive. And you say, Alex, because I've been at events and been called and talked to people, and they always say it's off record, and I wear a journalist hat, so when it's off record, but you've seen them write books and talk about it. You've heard them hear some of them on this show. Oh, Alex, the world's always been a bad place. You got to make compromises, and the general public's just as evil as the elite, and they'd tear you apart if they were in control, and you just better try to join the elite to protect yourself, and, you know, we've got to do some bad things to protect the good, and, you know, the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies, and the end justifies the means, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, look where that type of thinking has taken us. All right, I said I'm going to go to your calls. It just really hit me this weekend. It hits me stronger and stronger just how hardcore this is, just how real it is, and the bizarreness of the things that are going on, the over-the-top, and the fact that I'm one of the most dominant, prolific voices in the world against this, that isn't an ego trip. That freaks me out. I'm freaked out because I know I'm right. I know I'm dealing with psychopathic control freak killers. I know who they are. I know they're bad. We've proven it. It's ridiculous how much proof there is. And it's like a bad nightmare. I just want to wake up from it. I want it to stop. I want people in government to say, no, we're not going to be pure evil. I mean, I wish for a boss hog corruption. I wish it was just politicians getting bribes and kickbacks and, you know, on highways. I mean, that's not good, but it's not giant CIA torture centers, which really aren't about even torture. It's about having hundreds of bases where government personnel and private contractors rape and torture people and children to create cadres, armies of literal demon force. I mean, it's just armies of hell are being bred and fitted out. I see their huge systems and their war fires and their factories turning out not just physical implements of war, but the spiritual implements. And it's unbelievable. And they're all around us and carrying out every form of viciousness and horribleness against innocence you can imagine. And I feel the pain. Spiritually, intellectually, physically, but I can feel the pain of the planet, of the people on the planet, all the horrible sorrow and everything they're being put through. And I know why this has happened. Evil's always been there, but we became beguiled by it. We got sold by it to just go to sleep and not be involved, and it's not our job, and just watch our TVs and suck our thumbs, and we have cancer. We have spiritual cancer, we have physical cancer, we have economic cancer. All the curses that are coming upon us, all the disease and infection exploding, all the new diseases and all the... We are just completely screwed. We are dealing with an elite that wouldn't just kill 3,000 people on 9/11. They would do it in such an obvious way. Multifaceted, evil genius, to threaten those of us that are intelligent. Yeah, look, we kill people out in the open. There's nothing you're going to do to stop us. And then their disdain for the general public, thinking you're so dumb that you would just accept this and buy their lie, because they know subconsciously and spiritually you know it's a lie. And then you accept the lie. You buy into the lie. And then you'll accept all the other lies. All right, I'm done preaching. I said I'd take your calls. And I'm not even depressed. This is not depression you're hearing here. This is not even a weight. I don't even have a weight on me. It's more like I've got so much depth now of understanding, and it's indescribable. The worst part is I have to be aware of the establishment. I have to know that they're conscious and know the evil they're committing, and that they enjoy it, and that for them this is all so much fun. And then I'm here conscious. I have their same perspective. That is, I can look at things through their eyes. And I can look at things through the public's eyes, through different strata, different psychological types. And I just can't believe it. I can't believe our species is like this. I don't want to run away and hide out of fear. I just want to not be part of this. I just want it to go away. I want it to stop. I don't think most of you realize what's going to happen to all of you. What's already being done to you through the water and food, through the television. God almighty. It really hit me. The average black person doesn't even know or care that 52% of their people are killed in America. And that's a great example of how perspective. They can be upset over somebody putting a cross in their yard or cotton balls on their front lawn, but not over half of their people being murdered. It's the same thing. We have this big criminal government abusing all of us openly. We know it's evil. We know it lies constantly, but we see an awakening taking place, but people aren't awakening fast enough or deep enough. If I could just show people what I know, if I could just have you look through my mind at all the research I've done, and if people could just have discernment, it would just, the world, though, the truly wicked, though, they can see. That's the thing about it. They are not blind. At the highest levels of evil, they're not deceived. They know what they're doing. And what's sick is they can see what I see. They can see the alternative for humanity. And it's just unspeakable. Unspeakable. It's unspeakable. It's beyond anything I could have ever imagined. Because more than just committing their acts of evil, they enjoy the discord, the confusion, the mental illness, the sickness. They love taking God's incredible creation. They love taking innocent, wonderful children full of light and liberty and a future and turning them into these hunchback, crone-like demons we see peopling the planet. I don't even mean their physical look. I mean the spirit. Oh, we're going to go to break and go to Bill, Kerry, John, Mark, Ben, and others, and then I'm going to get into all the news. But I'll say what I said last hour, folks. You had better hit your knees every night. And you better ask the creator of the universe to open your eyes up. Because if you open your eyes up spiritually to the devil's system, and if you even begin to see one-tenth of what I've seen, you will know why I work so hard, why I can't even make myself go home, though I hate even being here. I hate doing this, but I can't stop because I've got to fight these people. Then you wouldn't be so lazy and so weak-minded and so willing to be deceived if you had any idea what we're facing. Mal killed 80 million people. 80 million. And he was nothing but a prototype of what is about to happen. They're going to kill us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods had perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There was a reason that our forefathers were pious, focused people. It wasn't they were squares and weren't cool. They had been through history. They'd been through war. They'd seen other civilizations. They knew that slovenliness, weakness, backstabbing pettiness, worldliness was destructive. And that once you let evil in, it will bring you down and destroy you. Because the globalists aren't just going to kill us. They're going to continue to poison us slowly with degenerative diseases. They're going to continue to murder us at will. They're going to continue to carry out all forms of evil against our society. We need to kick the evil out. And it starts at our own homes. And it starts in our own hearts. It starts on our mind, our soul, our home, our block, our neighborhood, our city, our county, our state, our country, our world. We need to repent. That's what we need to do. It changes within us. And look, I'm not perfect. I'm 36 years old, and I've been worldly. I've done bad things. But I've always had a good heart and love God and love goodness. And that's where it starts. Folks, if you just ask God to fill you with His Spirit, then if you're truly filled with the Spirit, you will fight evil. If you're not filled with that in your church, ladies and gentlemen, you're in a wicked New World Order church, and you already knew that. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. I got a bunch of news to get to, and Kaiser's coming up. But Bill in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hi, Alex. Never believe that your message isn't getting through, because even in Canada, you have a large following here.
I know, but the message isn't getting through of how bad it really is, Bill. People think I'm exaggerating. I can't describe how evil it is.
No, the right ones follow everything that you've said, and at the right time, and I don't know when that's going to be, they're going to stand up to be counted. But what I'm calling in about here is there is one family that has been singled out here and had their home invaded by 100 camouflage and heavily armed SWAT team members and everything else, and they were occupied for 4.5 days like that, and when the children wanted to hit the biffy, they had to have a police escort to get
What was this? I mean, has it been in the news?
Yes, it has, but they've put a spin on it, and you can't
So what happened? Tell me the case. I mean, where is it?
The case is in northern Alberta, close to the British Columbia border, and this family set up there about 20 years ago to be self-sufficient so they wouldn't be depending on the New Agers for everything, right?
And let me guess, they said they were abusing the children. I don't know of the case. What happened?
Well, they haven't got they tried that, but it wouldn't wash because these people are very clean living people. And they spin their own wool, they make their own cheese.
So why did the devils come? What did the devils do? Tell me the case so I can look it up.
Okay, 10 years ago, there was some sabotage in the oil field. And part of the sabotage was done by the police, and they admitted it in court, and yet still put this man in jail for 28 months.
Oh, sure. That's the case where they're claiming natives are blowing stuff up?
We don't know who they're claiming is blowing what up, but, you know, they...
So why were the police there for 4 days?
Well, they came under the auspices of a search warrant, which was... It appears to be improperly done, and even if it was, you still don't have...
So they held him captive for 4 days?
4.5, and anybody that you know, like a three-year-old wanted to use the biffy, well, they had to...
No, they do that in public school training. They make the children defecate and urinate in buckets at most major public schools. If you don't believe me, listeners... Just search engine it as part of the mass mind control. It's literally a re-education camp. Tell me the name of the people so I can pull up an article on it.
Webo Ludwig, Ludwig.
And give me a basic headline.
There's an oil fire burning out of control now that's just downwind from them. And it's the worst ecological disaster.
But see, here's the deal. You just said the guy's name, and I'm just trying to... I mean, what did the media call the case? Well, I'm just trying to find out the headline here.
Well, there's...
You know what, Bill? I appreciate your call. Somebody will send me the information. Okay, send it to showtips@infowars.com. You said his name. I don't know if the guy's got that or probably didn't, but... Ludwig or something. All right, Kerry, John, Mark, Ben. I got a lot of news I need to get to, but we'll continue with your phone calls. On the other side of this quick break, this is the GCN Radio Network. Max Kaiser to talk about the economy, what's going on with Iceland is coming up on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard.
We are now live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Max Kaiser's coming up in the next hour. I want to at least get to these calls that are on the board, Carrie, John, Mark, Ben, and others. Then I want to start getting into a lot of the news ahead of Kaiser joining us on the economic front. A lot happening there. But not only am I going to pay some bills right now, this is also how we get the word out and wake people up. You can get Jesse Ventura's new book. It officially comes out today. He's on with us Friday. But we've had him for weeks and started shipping him out late last week. American Conspiracy, Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. Amazing book. Hardcover. He breaks down a whole bunch of New World Order operations. Find out more at InfoWars.com and get a free Loose Change Final Cut, a preeminent 9/11 film, free. So it's normally $24.95 for the hardcover book. It's $19.95, and you get a free film. That is a $44-plus dollar savings. So, again, Jesse Ventura's book, Loose Change Final Cut. You've already seen the film, doesn't matter. Get a DVD copy, high quality, give it to friends and family, wake them up. Or if you don't want that film, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, the last video interview he did with me, I made a film about it. This is free with Jesse Ventura's new book. Don't forget, you can also watch all of my films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, and watch the live TV version of this radio show. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Coming up next month, PrisonPlanet.tv members will see first in high quality at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you will see Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Jason Burmes' newest film, 18 Months in the Making. Great, very informative film. The whole history of the New World Order, who they are and where they're going. Covers so many issues. You'll see that first at PrisonPlanet.tv, along with, about a week later, it's going to come out April 15th. I'm going to have April 21st, the release of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that I've been working on with Rob Dew and Jason Douglas for the last year. So that's for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, go sign up today. Okay, I want to get into the news here in a moment. The centers to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is just, we knew it was coming, but it's still just disgusting to see them actually doing it. Let's go to Kerry. Kerry in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, whenever you start walking through this grid of evil that's being established, I can't help but think of that Luciferian creed of do as thou wilt. Because that's what holds us all together, whether it's torturing children or genetically modifying food or lies or abortion, whatever it is, it goes back to that. People don't like to admit that Luciferianism that's integral with the whole elitist thinking, but it's there. You can't get around it. And to the last caller, you mentioned how you get frustrated that you can't, that people think you're exaggerating when you say the things that are true. And I understand some people thought you were exaggerating when you were talking last week about aspartic acid and the bacteria that's secreted that is used to make aspartame. It's absolutely true. And something that's even more common than aspartame is the citric acid. Citric acid is produced by Aspergillus niger, a fungus. It's excreted by a fungus that's submerged in molasses. And it's not only a fungus, it's a fungus that's been radiated with gamma rays to genetically modify it. It's a mutant. I mean, it sounds insane when you say this stuff, but anybody could search engine Aspergillus
niger. No, we're eating total frankenfoods, and I've read about that as well, but we know that the excretia of these genetically engineered bacteria is a toxic, highly addictive poison, aspartame, and now you can't, at any store I've gone to, can't find any gum that doesn't have it, even if it's not sugar-free. They know it's brain-damaging people. It's so diabolical. I mean, they're just poisoning everything. And it's genetically engineered bacteria crap. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying, oh, it's ridiculous. No, it's not. I mean, people just can't believe the magnitude of the elite playing God and doing everything they can to destroy creation. Meanwhile, selling us on a world government to save the environment by taxing carbon dioxide that's good for the environment. See, they know people are concerned about the earth because there are a lot of problems. And so they create a fake counterfeit of that, which is attacking something good to have total control. I appreciate your call, Kerry. Good to hear from you. It's just, there are thousands of genetically modified organisms that they've already made that we're eating. And I tell people this, and they won't even go look it up. They'll just think it's not true. John in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? The reason I was calling, I'm finding a good bite here in Spokane, Washington, and getting out 200 DVDs, handing them out for free, thanks to Enoch Copperett copywriting your DVDs. But my question today was, how close do you think we are? Because the FEMA camps scare me. I'm not sure about you, but they're pretty scary.
John, I appreciate your call. What scares me is letting evil win. We already live in a big FEMA camp. Checkpoints, license plate readers. The children are being trained to thumb scan to get their lunch or library books. They're being trained to be searched without warrants. We already have more people in prison than even China. And they've got the legislation to designate all the old military bases as FEMA camps. They will continue to destroy the economy. They will continue to incrementally have people go bankrupt. And then they'll advertise the government centers federal and state, federally funded state homeless centers that are little prisons as their FEMA camps. And they will pass legislation to arrest people for their political views. That bill is now introduced. I'm going to cover that after we finish calls here in a moment. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Maryland. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. We've talked a few times. I'm the guy that helped with that VFW thing about the inventory that they took with the getting back the military firearms.
That's right. All the old firearms from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the government's registering them all with the VFW, of course, for confiscation.
Alex, you got to let me focus here. I'm nowhere near as good as you are, but I have what I believe might be a solution, a proactive, peaceful solution that everybody can take part in, that cares to take part in it. I'd like to share it with you. The first thing I'd like to say is there's a little problem with enemy identification we're having. You do a really great job of exposing all these things. I mean, what are we exposing now? I mean, they're doing it in plain sight. What we're really doing is just clarifying what they're doing and, exposing what Benedict Beck, I mean, that guy, you can't tell me he doesn't have a college education. He's so subliminal in his methods and floating those pictures around. The stock market, it's completely controlled. Goldman Sachs is all over that. You know, we've got to tell people who the enemy is because, you know, if you get punched in the face, your first reflex is to punch back. And whether it's happening for real or it's false flag, flying into the side of an IRS building, is that's not the enemy. The enemy, I believe, and you can't name individual people because they'll take you off the air. But, I mean, we got the CFR and things like that. When you can direct people and tell them it's the bankers, who are the bankers?
Actually a Bloomberg article, 2 months ago, guys? Will you pull it? Bloomberg arming. It's a Bloomberg article headline, Goldman Sachs arming themselves for people attacking them. And that will just turn them into victims. We need to expose these criminals, not do anything violent to them. But the reason, notice it is the IRS. It is the military being attacked. And the reason, we know this is staged for many reasons, but they prepared the public that there would be attacks on these very installations. Then it happened so they could demonize their political enemies. And I've been saying it's the season for that, made the prediction, it's all come true in triplicate, which just further concerns me because I know where we're going in the next phase, and I don't like it. And, yeah, the UN's not being attacked. The Federal Reserve's not being attacked. Goldman Sachs isn't being attacked. The Council on Foreign Relations isn't being attacked. These people are not being attacked. The real system is not attacking themselves in these staged terror attacks. They're attacking their own police and military and enforcers and parasite suckers at the IRS because they want to get their culture to get in a more warlike mode against us, the people. And they're internally teaching them that we are the enemy. Go ahead and taser that scum if they talk back. Go ahead and beat them up. Go ahead and torture them because they want to kill you. It's meant to get them in an us-against-them mentality and to also have people that are angry at the government say, yay, Joe Stack, yay, the guy at the Pentagon, as some people have done, so that the establishment can get the opposition to the New World Order going against their minions instead of actually against the elite. And that it's also meant for just the general public to scare them away from joining a Tea Party or a Birther or a Truth Movement or an In the Fed Movement because, oh my gosh, they're connected to violence. So we know the PSYOP. We know why they're doing it. But yes, the fact that you never see real globalist targets being hit is another indicator. It's always their low-level minions. So that's the bottom line.
No, I have a small solution I believe would work. It's proactive. It's peaceful.
All right, well, go ahead and get to it.
Okay. What I believe, and every solution has risk, and it's all going to come down to the few in the end anyway. The few, that's all we've got is the few. We can wake a few people up, but most people are not going to get involved.
I understand. What's your solution? I got to move quicker.
Well, the solution is they want to take down the banks. People don't understand that it's not going to be a sudden crash. It's going to be a frog boiling in water, just like Solante said. Now, you and Solante said, you know, that people need to get involved. Here's how to get involved. And you can't do it in their face. You have to do it by telling people that it's against the law to tell anyone to take the banks down. You can't cause a run on the banks. Now, see, if you take your money out of the bank, you get to keep your money, and you can defeat the world order.
All right, I'm gonna have to put you on hold and come back to you. What's the caller's name? I'm gonna go back to you in a minute, Mark. But this, I need to hear it cut and dry. Okay. I'm not sure what your solution is yet, but if you're saying identifying that taking the or saying the banks are going down is illegal. The big central banks in October of 2008 said we were going to have a depression to destroy their competition and to terrorize Congress into going against the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and the will of the people. That was and is financial terrorism. That's what Fall of the Republic covers. And they brought down Iceland. Iceland said, no, we're not paying you the money. It's not owed. Greece is totally controlled by Goldman Sachs, so they're going along with it. Total raping. Now go ahead, Mark, finish up.
Okay, they're raping us. What I'm saying is, I mean, we can't reelect any, we can't get honest people in because we're not communicating.
Well, what is it? They're, okay, so that's the solution. We can't get honest people in. What are you saying?
I'm saying that he who takes the bank out first keeps the money. They're trying to take the banks out. They're taking our money. If we were to do it, we the people, this would communicate to our lawmakers that we're on top of this, we know. So what we do is we get together with George Norrie and a few of the others that are willing to take the risk. They can't go for everybody. And we just tell people over and over again that it's against the law to withdraw all your money the week of June 19th. And if everybody gets the message that it's against the law to tell everybody to take their money out of the bank on June 19th, the week of June 19th, guess what people who are listening are going to do? And, I mean, if you understand what I'm saying.
They're going to go pull their money out. I appreciate your idea, but I don't agree with it. I'm not saying your idea is cockamamie, but there aren't silver bullets in this. The general public has a fraction of the money. The banks have created thousands of times fiat currency and credit, what the entire planet owns and has. That's why they need to destroy the economy to make you go bankrupt so they get your property and land. It's a Ponzi scheme. But when they pop the Ponzi scheme, they get all the real material, like Greece's islands and their infrastructure. Or Argentina's mines and their roads and their lakes and their fields and their national parks and all of our ports. We're already deep into receivership. I do think getting your money out of the big Federal Reserve banks is good. The Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgan Chases, the Bank of America's. It is good to support local banks, credit unions, things like that. But see, when we talk about crash, they're not going to probably crash things overnight and not let you have your money. They're just going to devalue the value of your money. See, the human mind works from a psychological perspective in a primitive way. Like, how do I kill a saber-toothed tiger? Well, I get up here on a cliff and I throw boulders at it. Like, you know, you do one thing and it brings them down. And that's why the movies, it's all Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone or whoever the hero is, going out and beating everything overnight with one big devastating swoop. And that isn't how it works. Okay? You identify that the banks engage in financial terrorism to take over, that they bait and switched and kept the money and won't say where it went, that they're openly setting up a bank of the world and taking over the planet right now. See, I had incredible news to get to here, and I wanted to quickly go to calls, but that's why some days I don't take calls. Not that your calls were bad, it just burns up time, and sometimes takes us in interesting directions, sometimes not. I have news here in front of me. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is also in Atlantic Magazine. And again, we're going to give you a document cam shot here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A detention bill you ought to read more carefully is in the Atlantic. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article, Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. And this says in Section 5, you can be secretly arrested, interrogated, tortured under the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation Detention Act, Prosecution Act of 2010 for any such matters as the president considers appropriate for U.S. citizens. So we'll talk some about this with Kaiser, but I'm going to have to push off now to the last hour for the big news blitz, where I'm going to break down the big picture here of what they're going to carry out and what they're going to do. I'll come back and we'll talk to Dustin, Monica, Zach, and Melissa. Please have your questions and comments ready quickly, because I need to be able to move on, but I still want to hear from you. It's just, it's a catch-22.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Well, the IMF has publicly announced what we told you in December they were going to do. They are going to have every Western government pay masses of money to them to openly set up world government and force carbon taxes on everyone. Completely lawless and criminal. Continuing with your phone calls, we're going to get into that in the next hour with Max Kaiser. Dustin in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say you're doing a great job. You got a, your knowledge is just unbelievable. I refer to you as America's alarm clock. You're constantly waking people up. Keep up the good work and keep kicking ass. And I also wanted to know what your thoughts was of the Discovery Channel for having that the Underworld Bomber premiering this Thursday.
Well, I don't really pay attention, but the Underwear Bomber was admittedly staged by the government. They let him on the plane, protected him, mainstream news, to sell the body scanners in the police state because their target's the American people. They know we fly. They beta test their control surveillance grid when people are in the airports. Now they're going to move it to mobile brain scanning and naked body scanning systems. We've got video from Homeland Security coming up later in the broadcast and how it ties into the centers to be detained as enemy belligerents. New bill. Thank you for the call. John McCain, to completely get rid of any Bill of Rights, any habeas corpus, anything. And it says you can be interrogated. Oh, heaven help us. Monica in New York, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Yes, you are unbelievably a watchman on the wall. And I say that not as just to affirm you, in, but God has equipped you to be able to do this, I'm telling you. And we see that. And this morning, I was just unctioned to just, I mean, it was like really hard to press through to pray. And you will be lifted up in prayer. And not only that, and what you, when you first started the program, how you were, it was like birthing something. I think people in the spirit need to realize that they have been created to operate a certain way.
And there is an evil will trying to force us to not resist it. It's a spirit. And,
oh, yes.
And I mean, that's what it is, forcing down upon us to go along with the system, to be evil, to be worldly, to not have courage. And I feel like today I have passed over another line. This has happened to me before in a progression of discernment and awakening. And the reason I'm waking up and even more, and other people are as well, is because the enemy is rising right now. And God is trying to lift you up, the listeners, against this enemy. And I just realized the position I'm in. And I just say, why, God? Why is the world this way? Why do I understand this and a lot of other people can't, if they could just know what I know?
Yeah. And we don't need to know, like, not all people need to know all specific things. I really believe in the spiritual. You're dealing with a dimension where you're operating and you know. It's an all-knowing through, you know what I mean? It's like God can download it to you. And there is no fear in it when God's there.
Well, that's what it's like, though. I mean, I knew they were going to stage an attack in Austin. I knew they were going to stage attacks and blame it on 9/11 truth. And I said, it'll happen in the next month, and it happened. And I know pretty much what they're going to do next. I'm going to try to really formulate my thoughts and cover it in the last hour. It's just, it's like watching a train coming. You see it coming, and you're saying, look, there's the train, and people don't see it, and it runs them over. How can they not see it?
It's spiritual psychology is what it is. You have to understand and see a pattern in it. In order for you to operate the way you do, in the very thing that God allows you to do it and equips you, you have to see it that way. And it's a pattern. And it's almost like you could set up a grid and see it and point by point pick out. And,
absolutely. And that's what the globalists use their computers to do. And also their master gives them the same discernment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.